I just wanted to share with you, Ajahn, from my perspective, which is from coming out of a very long-term relationship where somebody was killed in an accident after 42 years, that the way you presented the disadvantages and advantages of a conventional loving relationship perhaps was a little light on some of the advantages, because having been involved in Buddhism for the whole time during that relationship, I occasionally have thought, when it ended, would it have been better to have been a samana, a monastic, for that time, and not to go through this agony at the end? And I actually have a strong sense of gratitude that I had that experience. And occasionally, over the last year or so, since the accident, I've looked at monks and nuns and thought several things. One of them being, they haven't gone through this distress, pain, suffering, which I think you described very eloquently. But equally, there's a richness behind the long-term, in-depth relationship that requires a courage and has an intensity that, from long involvement with monks and nuns, they haven't had that experience directly. And so, what you're saying is both true. But there is, in order to balance the situation, there is another side to it. Mm-hmm. And you can't have had that experience directly, so it's not a criticism. But there's a joy to family life, and there's a richness that sometimes, and I have been involved with the Forest Sangha a long time, sometimes, and I think we all justify our own lifestyle and see things from that perspective for good reason. But I think sometimes there's an investment in people thinking they haven't sat on the side of a mountain for 30 years unnecessarily. And they have had both advantages from doing that, but they have also missed out from doing that.
No, I think that that's a very good perspective. And I think that there are certainly, as you describe, you know, when looked at with a clear Dhammic perspective, there's all sorts of very good things that one can learn from that kind of intensity of relationship. I'd also put out there that, you know, the monastic community isn't void of having intense emotional experiences. We have them on a regular basis here. it's not exactly the same, because it isn't involved with the same set of conditions, you know, that kind of intensity of a one-on-one relationship. But there's a different kind of intensity in having less personal but still very, significant and powerful relationships with, say, monastic other members of the community, and living together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with people that you actually wouldn't have chosen to live with outside of monastic life. You know, there's, you know, probably most of the monks who live here, you know, wouldn't necessarily have chosen to live with each other because of you know, just differences in personality and the ways. And so that creates a very potent cauldron for learning from very intense kind of relationship. So it isn't the same kind of intensity; it's a different kind of intensity. But it's, you know, like I say, monastic life. We aren't in shortage of any kind of intense relationships that we can learn from in a different way. So
I would say both ways up the mountain give you plenty of material to work with.
Absolutely,
there are different ways up the mountain.
Right. There are different ways up a mountain. At some point, though, you know, at least for me, you know, my reflection of having been involved in the world with personal relationships is, it's like there's a, and I'm just speaking personally here, not saying that this should be true for everybody, but there's this sense of realization that, for me, reflecting on not just this life, but on the, you know, at least in the Buddhist teachings that he describes as innumerable, you know, unimaginable, inconceivable eons of doing this over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, that there's a sense of like, okay, well maybe I don't have to keep learning over and over and over again in the same way. Maybe there is an alternative where I can still keep learning, but not have to go through the very high, beautiful things that one can experience in a personal relationship and the very painful experiences when it changes. So for me, it's sort of this, it's more of a long-term perspective, just in terms of the monastic life. But that's not a prescription for saying that that's the way everybody should do it. You know, people have to find their own way. And if you can find the skill to deal with the intense difficulty and the learning that comes from having been involved in a very good personal relationship, if as long as you feel like you want to keep learning from that kind of experience, then, you know, that's certainly your choice. And you know, to use that wisely and with clarity with what you're moving into and what you'll get from it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think also it's worthy of note that there's a couple in the time of the Buddha who the first time they met the Buddha, they addressed him as his son, or their son, and the Buddha said after, clarified it after, saying that, well, I have been born as their son over many, many lifetimes, and also they were kind of the ideal couple, and then when one of them passed, or when they were getting toward their old age, because they reached old age together, and then they asked how to be reborn so that they were maintained their connection in future lives. And the Buddha didn't say, "Yeah, I'll forget that. You know, go off and ordain as a monk or a nun." He prescribed. He said, "Well, just to keep that cultivation of the qualities of the faith, of virtue, of generosity, of wisdom that you're cultivating together, and those are the qualities that lay the foundation for that ongoing wholesome relationship." So I think it's helpful to sort of, because sometimes it is easy to sort of glean out from the teachings where the Buddha is saying, every little bit of dearness is going to make you miserable. It's also the Buddha is giving the prescriptions of how to cultivate these really wholesome attachments, a wholesome love, based in these skillful qualities.